Chapter 1. The Robinson Family.
I wake up in a house. Slaves built it. I watch my daughters, two beautiful, intelligent black young women, go to school, waving goodbye to their father, the President of the United States, the son of a man from Kenya. Michelle Obama. In 1850, a little girl called Malvinia was living in South Carolina, in the southeast of the United States of America. Malvinia was 6 years old, and she was a slave. Slaves did not have free lives. They worked for no money on plantations. These were enormous farms in the south of the USA. Rich farmers owned the plantations and grew plants like sugar. They sold sugar to people in the north of the USA and other countries. But it was hard work to grow sugar, and the farmers needed a lot of people to work on their plantations. Then, some men started bringing slaves from Africa. They took men, women, and children from their homes and put them on ships for America. When they got to America, the men sold them for a lot of money to the plantation farmers. The slave ships were really terrible, and the journey was long and hard. The men on the ships kept many slaves together, and they could not move. The slaves were very frightened, and they did not have enough to eat. Many slaves became ill and died. Sometimes the men hit them and threw them into the sea. The first slaves came to Jamestown, Virginia, on a Dutch ship in 1619. In the next 200 years, about 600,000 more slaves followed. Their life on the plantations was often very difficult. Some farmers were kind to their slaves, but many others did horrible things. They took children away from their parents and sold them to other plantation farmers. For many farmers, their slaves were not like people, but like farm animals or things. The laws about slaves were very hard. Slaves could not leave their plantations. A farmer called David Patterson owned Malvinia and 20 other slaves. Malvinia had to work very hard on Patterson's plantation. She did not go to school, and she could not read or write. After Patterson died in 1852, Malvinia went to work for his daughter, Christiane, and her husband. They owned a plantation in Georgia, hundreds of miles away from Patterson's plantation in South Carolina. On Christiane's plantation, Malvinia was one of only three slaves. She was still only 8 years old, but she had lots of things to do. She gave food to the cows and looked after the sheep and plants. In 1859, when Malvinia was about 15, she had a baby. She called him Dolphus. Later, she had 3 more children on the plantation in Georgia. In 1863, things began to change for African American slaves in the United States. Abraham Lincoln, the president at that time, made a new law, and after that, some slaves had free lives. Most of them had to continue working on the plantations, but now the farmers had to pay them. So Malvinia continued working on the farm in Georgia. When she was in her 30s or 40s, Malvinia went to find her old friends on the plantation in South Carolina. She came back to Kingston in Georgia with some of them and worked as a midwife, helping women to have babies. Malvinia became a very important person in the community because of her job. She shared a home in Kingston with her adult children and also looked after her 4 grandchildren. Later, her son Dolphus married and started a family. Many years later, Dolphus's great-great-grandchildren went to live in Chicago. The story of Malvinia's life was not very different from many other slave girls in America in the 1800s. But the life of her great-great-great-granddaughter has been extraordinary. Michelle LaVaughn Robinson was born in the south side of Chicago, Illinois, USA, on the 17th of January, 1964. When Michelle was a child, she had a happy life. Her parents, Fraser and Marion, had ordinary jobs. Fraser worked for the city's public services, and Marion was a secretary for a clothes firm. Michelle's brother, Craig, was 2 years older than her. The family did not have much money, so their apartment had only 1 bedroom. Michelle and Craig shared the living room, but they made it into 2 rooms by putting a bedsheet in the center. The children were very lucky because their parents understood that education was very important. When she was a child, Marion wanted to be a children's doctor, but she never had the opportunity to go to college. She was from a large family, and both her parents had to work hard. Her dad painted houses, and her mum was a nurse. Marion wanted Craig and Michelle to have a good education, and taught them a lot at home. This gave Michelle and Craig a strong start in life, and both children could read when they were 4. They studied hard, but they always helped their mother with the housework too. After the children were born, Marion stayed at home to look after them. Michelle's dad had multiple sclerosis, a terrible illness. People with this illness can have problems with their eyes and moving their arms and legs. But Fraser's illness did not stop him from going to work every day. So the young Michelle learned that working hard is very important. Later, she said,
"My father worked so hard to give us a home."
She knew that the best way to help him was to study hard and make him proud of her. The Robinsons had a lot of fun too. They sometimes enjoyed eating pizza on a Friday evening. On Saturdays, Michelle did jobs in the apartment, like cleaning the bathroom. But on Sundays, the family went for long drives. In the evenings and at weekends, they played games, read books, and visited other people in the family. The Robinsons only allowed their children to watch 1 hour of TV every day. Michelle's favourite TV programme was The Brady Bunch. It was a funny programme about a large American family in the 1970s. Michelle also remembers the long, fun days of summers, when the family went on holiday to White Cloud. This was a small town on the White River in Michigan. Michelle's great-aunt Robbie lived downstairs from the Robinson family. Robbie was a strong, clever woman, and Michelle loved her very much. Perhaps she also learned some lessons for life from Robbie. Robbie was a student at Northwestern University. At night, the students had to sleep together in a dormitory, a large room with beds. But the university did not allow Robbie to sleep in the dormitory because she was black. Robbie was not happy about this, and she asked some lawyers to help her. In the end, the university had to pay her a lot of money. Robbie also taught Michelle to play the piano and sing. Michelle loved playing the piano. She played it every day and every night. When she was a child, people often had to tell her to stop.